the shock of a cancer diagnosis, traumatic experience at the best of the times, but for Marlene Barr, it was made even worse because she had to endure tests in a freezing cold clinic. Marlene was told she had breast cancer in the middle of last month at the breast screening unit at Alton na Gealban Hospital. She had to wear her coat over a surgical gown for 4 hours. Then a week later, she had to endure the same conditions when she was told her cancer was terminal. Marlene's daughter, Ruth, is on the line with us. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are morning. You?
Tell us what happened here, Ruth.
Well, basically, Stephen, mum was referred to the breast clinic and we went up. And the initial one at the beginning was lasted approximately 4 hours. Now, mum was told to put on her coat over her gown and the staff continuously apologised for the coldness. Now, the place was absolutely freezing. The radiators weren't even lukewarm. The staff were running around with carrigans and fleeces on them. And in this day and age, you would think that they wouldn't have to endure that because it is a traumatic experience anyway. So mum was initially diagnosed the first time with, we knew it was breast cancer, so that was okay. She got scans done the following week and we had a go back the following Thursday. Again, we went in and she was told to put on a surgical gown, put on her coat over her gown, and that appointment lasted about 2 hours. Now, we went in to see the consultant and the first thing the consultant said to us was, I'm very sorry, it's very cold in here. So then we got the diagnosis and where we went from there. And then we were taken, and after a bad diagnosis, you're taken down to another room with a sofa and that on it. And now the staff are absolutely fantastic and they offered us tea and coffee to heat us up, you know. But we refused that because mum, A, was numb with shock, and B, numb with cold. And after the first episode at the hospital, she ended up on a course of antibiotics for a chest infection that she picked up due to the cold.
I'm just shocked. Like, I genuinely am. First of all, I'm really sorry to hear about your mother. And
thank you.
You know, I hope. I wish her the best.
It's just traumatic because these women are up there and they're going through a traumatic experience as it is because they've been referred to the breast clinic and they're not going up there because they want to. They're going up there because they have to. There's something amiss. You know, is it too much for the trust they ask for a wee bit of heat to make it bearable?
So they're leaving people freezing cold who have terminal cancer. They're sitting freezing.
Yes.
And of course, and these people are in these surgical gowns. They have to take their clothes off in order to get examined, whatever. So,
It's heartbreaking. And I tell you what, I was hurt and I was angry for the patients and for mum and also for the staff because the staff up in the breast clinic are doing an absolutely fantastic job and they shouldn't have to work in that environment either. You know, like we were up there 4 hours and we were freezing, but the staff are enduring that Monday to Friday.
Well, clearly you're upset. I can hear you're upset.
I'm very upset, Stephen, and I'm very angry because I think that they should have a wee bit more empathy with the patients and their families as well as the staff.
Like, you wonder, don't you? You just wonder who plans for this type of thing. In terms of there was maintenance actually going on. Let me just bring to you what the trust, because we've obviously been in touch with Alton na Gealban Hospital. Western Health and Social Care Trust spokesperson said that there's essential maintenance at the building. It's an ongoing project, they say. There were alterations and improvements to the heating system. They say during the planned maintenance, this was planned. There had been a loss to heating to some parts of the screening unit. Fault had been identified and repaired. Temperatures have been restored. Well, but you said you came back. Did you say you came back a week later and it was still freezing?
Yes, it was.
So
we were initially up on the 17th and then we went back up the week later on the 24th. And it was Baltic conditions, that's the only way I can describe it. It was very, very cold. Yeah.
So this trust, the Western Health and Social Care Trust, saying, look, you know, there'd been a loss of heating and the fault had been identified, repaired, temperatures restored. What they didn't tell us was this went on for at least a week.
Yes. And
at least a week of this.
Why did they not put notices up to inform patients, inform the staff that there was maintenance going on?
But look, maintenance is one thing, but they're saying here there was a fault. Now, if there was a fault, if you're in your own house, fully clothed, fully well, nothing wrong with you, you probably wouldn't want to be sitting in the freezing cold, if you could help it, more than a day or two. You'd go out and you'd get it fixed.
Yes.
This trust has taken at least a week, according to you.
Yes, well, they have. And if that was the case, then why didn't they bring in extra heating? It's not like they couldn't bring in a few extra radiators or something, just to make it bearable for the patients.
Thank you so much for bringing the story to us.
Thank you, Stephen, for listening.
Not a problem. Thank you very much indeed.